everyone. It's your girl, the Queen of NE, and I'm so excited to tell you about my show, Queen's Court. It's an awesome, fun, super interactive podcast led by yours truly, bringing you some awesome interviews, some great collabs, and just enjoying discussing our beloved sport of wrestling. You can find me on Twitter at the Queen of NE, on Instagram at XTheQueenOfEnny, and of course my podcast, Queen's Court, on Podbean, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are out. I encourage you to come take a listen to something new, something fresh, and something that you can only have when you hold court with the Queen.
What is going on, fellow wrestling fans? This is your boy, Matt Granberry, your host of the Regular Guy Wrestling The Talk, bringing you another illustrious edition. Well, I've got to say, it is still an interesting time in pro wrestling, especially for the performers and us fans. What I want to talk about today, and what I give my opinion on, and I want to hear back from you guys. I really do. Hit me up at IllustriousMG40 on Twitter. Look, we've seen a lot of performers go from WWE to AEW. Now, nothing wrong with that. They got to work. They got to provide. They got bills to pay. They got food to put on the table. That's fine. You know, I have no problem, but it just seems like to me, and I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be ugly or anything, but it just seems that there is a lot of people just, it's automatically, okay, they're going to AEW, or, oh, I got to go to AEW. AEW is not the only game in town. Now, I have nothing against AEW. I mean, they just put on one of their best shows, Double or Nothing. Side note, in fact, two side notes. The ending to Double or Nothing was one of the craziest I've ever seen. I mean, that was insane. And second side note, I am glad that Brian Cage signed with AEW and he made his debut. I think AEW is the best fit for Brian Cage. He was a big fish in a little pond there in Impact, and I think he's going to thrive, especially being with Taz as a coach, mentor, whatever you want to call him. And I also believe that AEW is really beefing up, no pun intended, their Haas division. And I call it the Haas division because they got some of the best big guys in the entire wrestling game. I mean, you talk about Luchasaurus, Brian Cage, The Butcher, Lance Archer. You know, all we need is Jeff Cobb to actually sign on the dotted line and we'll be good to go. But getting back to my original point here, I understand, you know, AEW, they're probably paying the most. Tony Khan, the Khans, they own AEW. They got a whole bunch of other business ventures. They own the Jacksonville Jaguars. They got some money, okay? And what do pro wrestlers, what are they trying to do? They're trying to earn a living. They're trying to put food on the table. So I get it. But for I'm mainly speaking to the automatic knee-jerk reaction that because somebody's WWE contract is up, they're automatically going to AEW. Well, we can't make that assumption. I mean, yes, AEW is right now probably the logical choice, but they're not the only games going. I mean, I think, for one, Japan just ended their state of emergency, so I am praying, please, dear God, please, New Japan, please come back. New Japan never went away, but I miss watching New Japan, as well as I'm not the only one in this. I am certainly not the only one in this. So, New Japan is an option. Impact is still going. I know not, maybe not a lot of people like Impact, but they're still going. They're still showing their shows on Access TV. Ring of Honor is available. They can go to the independents if they want to. I don't know how many independent shows are going right now. I don't even know if there's any in the States. There may be some in Canada or England, but that's an but I think that's an option. Maybe. And I'm not trying to tell people what to do with their careers. Absolutely not. I'm just saying AEW is not the only option. Now, is it the most logical? Probably. They got the most money. They're on the biggest network. They got the exposure that somebody would love to have. But I think here's my number one concern. With so many people coming to AEW, I'm afraid that they might stack their roster too much, like WWE has. You know, WWE has a very stacked roster. And because of that, a lot of people don't get to show their talents. Now, I know WWE has six shows, or I forgot how many shows WWE has. But, you know, they have brands. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, 205, and NXT UK. So, then you got, you know, Main Event, and, you know, so there are avenues that people can go by. But again, I mean, how long was Apollo Crews off of TV or off of a major brand in the WWE until he finally came back? See where I'm getting with this? It's a concern that, you know, somebody who is very ultra talented, and a lot of fans may have been trying to get behind and push in WWE. Well, their contract's up. Okay, they jumped to AEW, but wait, they got a super stacked roster, and really the only avenues of exposure that they have, the only shows that they have, is Dynamite and AEW Dark and the pay-per-views. And you can only fill a slot on a pay-per-view so much. So, I mean, I just don't want AEW to just stack the roster, and then somebody who really deserves to shine doesn't. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I don't want AEW to become WCW 2.0, where it's just a whole bunch of former WWE guys. I mean, I just, that's what I'm voicing my concern over. There are other avenues. There are other promotions out there. Yes, it's tough times, and yes, there's some promotions they're not putting on shows right now. But and really, it's Impact, Ring of Honor, AEW, and WWE. But I mean, did you ever stop to think, okay, maybe AEW is not the right fit for this performer that's leaving? Maybe they need to go a different route. Yeah, AEW is great. I love AEW. I love watching it. But maybe it's just not the right fit for that performer. Then again, I can be completely wrong. And they thrive in AEW. I want people to thrive. I want people... It does seem when guys leave the WWE locker room that have been held down by creative, that they get a chance to actually thrive and show what they can do in AEW. We've seen examples. Brody Lee, Jon Moxley. But that might work for them, but may not work for everybody. You know, I know Drew Gulak he has, his WWE contract is up, and, you know, everyone, again, I've read all the news, like, oh, Drew Gulak's going to go to AEW. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. You know what I'm saying? It's just, oh, well, this person's automatically going there. You don't, we don't know that. You know, the rumor mill and the dirt sheets and Uncle Dave is just, that I would rather us wait and see before we make assumptions. But I know we as wrestling fans, we can't help but make assumptions because, you know, we don't know everything. We go by what we think and what we see and what we, you know, our opinions and everything. And again, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to think or whatever. If you think Drew Gulak's going to AEW, hey, that's your opinion. I really, you know, that's you. That's fine. Have your opinions. Great. I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do here. All I'm saying is the knee-jerk reaction. I know I've used that term a lot during this podcast, but the knee-jerk reaction of, oh, they quit WWE, automatically going to AEW. Well, maybe true, but then again, it may be not. You know, I would rather us just kind of wait and kind of investigate before we just automatically knee-jerk and say, oh, yeah, they're going to AEW. I'm still waiting on the first person to go from AEW to WWE. I don't know who that's going to be, but you know it's going to be interesting to see who that is. But I don't know. Just a little food for thought here on a Monday, and you know, I wish everybody the best of luck. You know, you get out of a wrestling contract, you're looking for a new home. Hopefully it'll be a better fit. Hopefully you'll be able to, you know, perform at your best as a performer. And, you know, maybe it's a better fit. Maybe it's not. But at least you tried. And, you know, you feel like you've been held down by creative or whatnot, or by the promoter or whatnot. And then you get another opportunity over here and you actually get a chance to shine. Hey, good for you. I just, you know, AEW is not the only game in town. That's my entire point of this little rant this morning. But anyway, thanks for listening, guys. I appreciate it. All of us here at DYWTSB Network, we appreciate all the love and support that we get from all the listeners. Thank you to Power Slam TV for being such a great sponsor. Thank you to Synergy Wrestling being such a great partner. And until next time, everyone, you can find us on all podcasting platforms. You can subscribe. Please subscribe. We thank you so much for everything. And to Mort, Pops, Queen, all the Beef Crew, love you guys. Keep killing it like you always do. And until next time, be kind to one another. Be safe out there and support each other in our mutual love of pro wrestling. We'll see you later, guys. All right, bye.